Welcome to the Jaguar Podcast, a show where we discuss all things related to Duval County's finest NFL football team, the Jacksonville Jaguars. Duval, baby!
So, the Jaguars, unfortunately, ended their season in 2023 without making the playoffs. They lose to the Titans, very disappointing loss. And following that loss, defensive coordinator Mike Caldwell was fired. I was a little surprised initially by this. I was actually expecting a change maybe on the offensive coordinator side with Press Taylor. The offense, I felt like, has just been bland, and his play calling hasn't been very good, in my opinion. So I really wasn't expecting that, but you know, looking back and taking a step back into the regular season, the Jaguars really regressed, I think, on defense, looking back at it, especially those last couple games against, you know, the Bengals, the Browns, the Buccaneers. They gave up a lot of points, and we should have won those games. You know, we should have been able to beat those backup quarterbacks, and we just couldn't. And I took a look at our ranking for, you know, 2023. Our defense was ranked 22nd per Fox Sports in the NFL. So it makes sense that they made a change there. I also didn't understand some of the personnel decisions that Mike Caldwell made. I didn't understand why Kalavon Chaisson was on the field. You know, he had his fifth year option declined. We had Yasir Abdullah, who had a great preseason, and he wasn't even dressing for the games during the regular season. I mean, he just wasn't getting much play time at all. So I feel like he lost a year where he really could have gotten a lot of experience, and it just didn't make any sense to me. So some of the personnel decisions I didn't really understand or like very much from Mike Caldwell. So we hire defensive coordinator Ryan Nielsen from the Atlanta Falcons. I think this is a good hire. I think his style is more like a 4-3 defense, and I think that's going to fit the Jaguars personnel, the type of personnel that we have, very well. The Atlanta Falcons defense was also ranked 11th in the league per Fox Sports. So I think this is a good move by the Jaguars, and I'm really excited to see what we can do, you know, in 2024, especially some of the free agent signings that we've had. And, you know, I will segue into that. I'll start off with some of the departures here, the cuts that we had. Foley Fatukazi, that was our first cut there. He was actually cut on his birthday, which I thought was pretty ridiculous. Come on, Jaguars social media team. Come on, you don't cut the guy on his birthday, for Christ's sake. You know, he was hurt a lot during the regular season. We really honestly didn't get as much I feel like we didn't get as much production from him, you know, considering the money that he was being paid. So he was cut. Darius Williams was cut, which I didn't understand that initially. I mean, I think really the move was to free up cap space for some of our free agent signings, and then for the Josh Allen deal, which I'll be doing a future episode on. But Darius Williams, I feel like, had a really good season. He was definitely the strongest veteran corner that we had. Tyson Campbell did not have a good regular season. I think that was more due to injuries. And then we cut Rayshon Jenkins. He was getting paid a lot of money too. This one, it was kind of bittersweet for me, because I think Rayshon was one of our, you know, shining stars on the defense, especially in 2022, when we made the playoffs. He had a lot of great plays. I always remember that Dallas play where he intercepted Dak Prescott and won the game for us in overtime. That was just a hell of a game. I was there. Yeah, just kind of unfortunate to see him go, but I think it was he was just another cap casualty. Calvin Ridley, he wasn't cut, but he left. Had him on, you know, a one-year deal. You know, he left to go to the Titans. He got more money. That's I don't know. I don't know what to think about that. It's just disappointing having him go to a division rival. I was really hoping to have him develop that relationship with Trevor and be the number one. So he was essentially just a one-year rental, which is unfortunate, but it is what it is. So those are some of the cuts I I'm going to go through. We have had a lot of free agency signings. The first one I want to cover is Mitchell Morse from Buffalo. He's a center, really needed help in this position. I think he's going to be a great addition to this offensive line. Luke Fortner, unfortunately, regressed this year pretty significantly. He had a good rookie season, but I was very, very disappointed with his play this year at center. He was getting pushed back, and we were not looking good. So I think Mitchell Morse would definitely help with this Jaguars offensive line, him having a lot of experience and doing a really good job over in Buffalo. So excited about this signing. Ronald Darby, corner, we signed him from Baltimore. I think he's a solid veteran, is going to add a lot of depth to the secondary. I think he also played under Doug Peterson when he was over with the Eagles. So that'll be, I think that'll be an interesting sign. I think he's going to help this secondary, though, because the secondary definitely needs a lot of help, especially after last season. And then we have Eric Armstead. This is a heck of a signing. I was not expecting this one. He was released by the 49ers, and we picked him up. I think this is a great signing. I think he's going to add a lot of talent to this Jaguars defensive line, especially after the departure of Foley Fatukazi. And I think he's a great pass rusher. The only concern I see is just with injuries. You know, he's had some injury trouble, but fantastic player, and had a hell of a performance in the Super Bowl. So, man, really, really excited about this one. I think this is probably one of the best signings in free agency by the Jags. Then we have Gabe Davis, wide receiver from Buffalo. And I think he's a deep threat. I like this. He adds depth to the wide receiving core. So, you know, I think he's going to help Trevor, especially with the deep ball and the deep passing game. And I like this one as well. Ezra Cleveland, he was a we signed him. You know, we got him from a trade with Minnesota. He is a guard. He's going to be playing left guard. I think he did a pretty good job. I like the signing. You know, it definitely adds depth to the guard position. You know, I think we need that right now on the offensive line, but I still feel like we might need to go into the draft and draft a little deeper there at the guard position. But I like this signing as well. Then we have Darnell Savage. He is a safety from Green Bay that we signed. Adding a lot of, you know, veteran depth there in the secondary, especially at safety with the departure of Rayshon Jenkins. We also re-signed Daniel Thomas. I've had him on the show, a really good special teams player and also plays, you know, safety. So I'd like to see him get more playing time at safety. They seem to just keep him, you know, on special teams where he's really good too as well. But I think he's a really good defensive back and really good safety. So, but I like this signing. I'm glad he's back in Jacksonville. Solid guy, friend of the show, had him on. Check that episode out. And then we have D'Ernest Johnson. We re-signed him. He's going to be that back that takes some of the load off of Travis Etienne's shoulders. How do you guys feel that the Jaguars did in free agency? I'm going to give them about a B. I think they did a pretty good job in free agency. So, but what do you guys think? Let me know. Leave a comment on the video. If you enjoyed this video, smash that like button. If you like to support my work, I'd really appreciate it. Hit that red subscribe button. Glad to be back on here doing another episode and talking Jags with you guys. Hope you guys are doing well. Go Jags, and I'll see you next time. Let me get that JYD coming up with the big sack. Quarterbacks beware, we on the prowl. Game day night, you could hear it in our growl. Intimidation on to keep their hearts racing. Meeting other teams live on TV front of the nation. Spectacular defensive. This episode is available on the Jaguar Podcast YouTube channel. So if you stop by, make sure to subscribe and give this video a like. Also, these episodes are available on iTunes, Podbean, Spotify, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and other major podcast distributors as well. So if you don't mind, please leave me a review and some feedback. I'd really appreciate that. If you'd like to connect with me on social media, my Twitter handle is @JaguarPodcast. I'm also on Facebook and Instagram. This is Andrew signing off. Cheers.